In this bulletin, United States President Donald Trump cancels a military strike on Iran amid rising tensions. Thousands of demonstrators surround police headquarters in Hong Kong. And in tennis, Ashleigh Barty is only two matches away from becoming world number one. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. United States President Donald Trump says he aborted a military strike on Iran because it could have killed 150 people. Mr. Trump says he planned to hit three sites in response to Iran's downing of a US drone on Thursday, but changed his mind when he found out how many people it would kill. The drone incident aggravated fears of a direct military clash between the longtime foes, causing oil prices to rise about $1. Meanwhile, Qantas says its flights over the Middle East will avoid the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman following the downing of a United States surveillance drone in the region. The Australian airline says the restriction will mean a slight change to the route for flights between Australia and London. The news follows an emergency order from the US Federal Aviation Administration prohibiting US operators from flying in Iran-controlled airspace due to heightened tensions. Thousands of demonstrators surrounded police headquarters in Hong Kong overnight as the city braced itself for a third weekend of mass protests against an extradition bill. Groups of mostly students set up roadblocks and trapped vehicles in a generally peaceful protest to demand that leader Carrie Lam, who promoted and then postponed the bill, scrap it altogether. The protest once again forced the temporary closure of Hong Kong government offices over security concerns. Democratic Party politician Lam Chuk Ting says the protesters are hoping the government will respond to people power.
We don't know how long we have to stay to protest, but we think quite a lot of Hong Kong people support our movement, and we will insist to make sure the government will listen to us.
Back home, and seven people have been arrested at a Brisbane rally against Queensland's Adani mine overnight. Police say six men and one woman were detained for breaching the peace, but no charges were laid. Five had glued themselves to the street and were removed by officers. A South Australian man with burns to 95% of his body has become the first person in the world to benefit from a cutting-edge new skin treatment. Glenn Ogg suffered serious full-thickness burns and severe smoke inhalation in a house fire in December 2018. The 33-year-old was the first patient to receive composite cultured skin treatment. The treatment involves growing skin in a bioreactor, while a dermal skin replacement, another new treatment, is used on the patient's burn wounds. The treatment was developed by Dr. John Greenwood at Royal Adelaide Hospital's Skin Engineering Laboratory.
We've managed to heal 50% of Glenn's body just with these two materials, and this has included raw areas of bone over the fronts of his shins. So this is an absolute game changer.
More than 2,000 people have stripped off for a midwinter swim in Hobart to mark the shortest day of the year. The Nude Solstice Swim is part of Tasmania's annual Dark Mofo Festival, and a record 2,200 people signed up to take the plunge in the city's Derwent River at sunrise. Event organiser Natasha Wardale says the annual swim was initiated as a modern-day winter pilgrimage, unique to Hobart. The swim is in its seventh year after 230 participants began the tradition in 2013. In tennis, Ashleigh Barty has cruised past five-time Wimbledon champion Venus Williams in the quarterfinals of the Birmingham Classic. The Australian trailed the American 4-1 in the first set, but fought back to secure a 6-4, 6-3 win in just under 90 minutes. The 23-year-old is now just two wins away from becoming the world number one. She says she's taking each match as it comes.
It's important for me to come out and focus tomorrow, try and do the best that I can. And, you know, if I happen to play a good match tomorrow and get a win, it's another opportunity. I just have to come out here and whatever happens, happens. What will be, will be.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, rain and a possible storm, 22. Adelaide, sunny, 14. Melbourne, a few showers, 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, morning frost then sunny, 12. Wollongong, shower or two, 15. Sydney, much the same, 16. Newcastle, showers, 17. Brisbane, sunny, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 25. And Darwin, sunny, 30. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.